Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Ah, summer. Long, warm days of blue skies, swimming pools, and bare feet. Idyllic moments of pure relaxation and fun, right? Well, for many families, not so much. Summer often becomes the season of boredom, when children fidget, refuse to budge from in front of their favorite screen, and follow parents around whining, "I'm bored," closely followed by, "I'm hot," and "I'm hungry or thirsty." Many parents I know spend countless hours and a significant amount of money planning activities to ward off their children's boredom. There are art camps and coding camps and dance camps and tennis camps. There are play dates, vacations, and trips to the lake. There's always summer school, although most kids don't find that an appealing option. And somewhere around the end of July, parents find themselves as irritated and grumpy as their children. Why do kids seem to get bored so easily? And why do parents assume it's their responsibility to fill up every moment with excitement? Believe it or not, some researchers believe that boredom is an essential part of the human experience, not just tolerable or expected, essential. Adam Phillips, a British writer, put it this way: "Every adult remembers, among many other things, the great ennui of childhood, and every child's life is punctuated by spells of boredom, that state of suspended anticipation in which things are started and nothing begins. The mood of diffuse restlessness, which contains that most absurd and paradoxical wish, the wish for a desire. Boredom is the absence of desire, motivation, or a plan. And because it's a moment of empty space, it's the perfect canvas for creating something new. The next time your child says to you, 'I'm bored, what can I do?' you might respond with a smile, 'I don't know, what can you do?' The answer might surprise you. Children in this generation have developed the belief that someone or something should always be entertaining them for a simple reason. Someone or something almost always is entertaining them. Many of the kids I talk to have no idea how to fill up an empty hour. If their parents are brave enough to turn off the TV or computer, they sag like balloons with no air in them. But learning to use one's imagination, to create ideas and plans, and to make something out of nothing takes practice, like any other important skill. Summer is the perfect time to nurture your child's creativity and imagination. Instead of providing activities, consider providing raw materials. Paints, blank paper, ribbons, yarn, and cardboard. Get lots of glue and markers. Turn them loose to dig holes, to plant things, and to play with water. Make bubbles. Have water fights. Dig out old clothes and get dirty. The amazing thing about mud is that it feels great and washes off in a few minutes. Or take a trip to the library together. Yes, they still exist. And bring home stacks of wonderful books. Prepare tasty snacks together, then curl up to explore the world of literature. Anne of Green Gables and The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe are just waiting to be discovered by a new generation of children. And reading, even just for fun, broadens your child's grasp of language and cultivates the imagination. You are not obligated to fill every minute of your child's existence with fun. Learn to see "I'm bored" as an invitation to make space for your child to grow on his own, to have ideas, and to make plans. You may discover that the summer flies by. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.